Celtics tonight continues from the Garden here in America. It is the start of a three-game homestand, Celtics and the New Orleans Pelicans. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you, as always, by Whole Foods Market. Proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100's Best Companies to Work For list. Now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. So we are on the other side of it after months of almost, it seemed everything was geared towards that game. Schedule-wise, almost everything. Now you are through it. You are on the other side. The planes have taken off and landed. You've had the practice days here before this game. Looking back now, forgetting the results that will happen, however they play out the next month or two, did you manage that game and what it did to the schedule as well as you wanted to?
Hope so. Yeah. You know, we'll see at the end of the day. And I don't think it's something that you judge in one night, one game, you know, even one week. I think that we're trying to manage a season. Obviously, that's a curveball in the middle of the season. And, you know, I felt good about how we played for 2.5 quarters and not so good about the other quarter and a half. But, you know, for the most part, feel good about travel back and how we practice since, and I know we're anxious to play.
These are some wild swings, obviously, in this game, and we've been documenting the numbers, and you know, teams that go down 17 in the NBA lose 90% of the games, and obviously you've won 5 of the 9. Is there a common theme to the falling behind dramatically in these games?
You know, the other day it was a culmination of two things. Number one is I didn't think our shot selection was very good, so I didn't think our offensive execution was good. And then defensively, we were actually a little bit better when I rewatched it on film than I thought, with the exception of transition. They made some tough shots. So I think sometimes the ball's going to go in, and you have to weather the storm when it does. Now, we got to take away the transition shots and everything else. But my focus out of that game was we can't play like that offensively and expect to have a chance to win.
You probably talk a lot about it. Do we, those that cover the game, talk enough about the connectivity between shot selection, poor shot selection, and transition defense? Because obviously it's a knee bone connected to the ankle bone, connected to the shin bone type thing.
No doubt. And you know what else? Like when you go and you put up keys to a game or whatever, and you say, okay, transition defense, and you say, take care of the ball and then get great shots, it's all connected. That's not one that you can prioritize over another, because every one of them impacts the other. One thing is for sure is that when we set our defense this year, we've been pretty good. And so if we can get our defense set, 5 guys in front of the ball, and make sure that we're all back, then we've been pretty good. Now, to do that, again, we've got to play better offense. We've got to not turn the ball over, which has slipped a little bit, and then we have to run back. And I think that for the most part, we've been very good at doing that, and that's why our numbers are what they are. But it doesn't mean that they'll continue to be that way. It's something you have to do every night.
And they'll be challenged tonight by a fascinating team loaded with talent. We have talked at length about the evolution. How many nights do we get in here talking about, well, everybody on the other side shoots threes? Here is a team in which the bigs, and obviously plus Etuan Moore, but the bigs are shooting threes better than the guards are shooting.
Well, and the bigs are real bigs.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking about bigs.
Like a 6'8",
you know, a 6'8" guy that's playing the four. These guys are huge, long, athletic, can score in the post, can score off rolls, can score off rebounds, and shoot it well. So you've got to do a great job of guarding them as well as you can. I do think that sometimes you get too caught up in not helping and not stopping the ball on penetration and those types of things in pick and roll, and you end up running to the three-point line as their guards are laying it in. I think you have to find the happy medium. You have to play hard, do both well. They're going to make some shots. They're going to make some plays. That's what good players in this league do. You just got to make it as difficult as possible.
It is a no-brainer to talk about Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins because they are such unique talents, and as you said, super bigs. But there is always a guy, that glue for whatever reason, that doesn't get the attention. When I watch New Orleans, just one guy, but when I watch New Orleans, good things seem to happen for them when Jrue Holiday is on the court.
Yeah, he's really good. And, you know, when they go to kind of that big lineup where he's playing the point, he's a problem. You know, with his ability to post, they run a couple of neat little actions where he cuts off of screens. Sometimes he just cuts down the middle of the lane and just turns and gets an angle on a guard and posts him up. That is really difficult. He is a big, strong guy. He can shoot the ball. He can play around the basket. He's crafty. You know, he's a tough guy to match up with for sure.
That's the head coach. Unusual, at least for the Celtics, the last 10, 12, 15 years, that we were not all convened yesterday on a day in which there are so many games in the league, a day that the league has sort of, you know, claimed in some ways as its own. I thought the interesting things that you said yesterday about Dr. King and how your view of the things he has said, the things that he stood for, have sort of changed as you have become a father to older and older kids. I thought that was really fast. How has that changed for you over the years?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, number one, everything becomes a little bit more clear and you have a little bit more perspective when you become a parent, obviously, and you're always told that, and then you do, and you feel that way. But of the leaders that I've studied and that I've looked at the most, the two that, you know, I always go back to are Dr. King and then Nelson Mandela. And having a chance to, we talked about this, about going to South Africa a couple years ago and having a chance to take my then 10-year-old son to the Mandela Center for Memory and the Apartheid Museum and talk about those things and talk about, you know, the need for continued commitment to progress based on the work that Dr. King and Mandela did. Like, we still have progress to make. And, you know, as a parent, that's something that you want to make sure that you do the best job you can of communicating. Like, this is way more important than the job your dad does. Because sometimes we focus too much on little things like basketball games around here.
You can have two more minutes if you want to go like Steve Kerr or Pop on the president or anything like that. Are you all good?
You know, I could go for a lot longer than 2 minutes. Let's put it that way.
Couldn't we all?
Yeah.
Couldn't we all? Celtics and Pelicans next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.